We know neither what we are nor what we can be. Sometimes some people are undiscovered talents. They might be a cricketer who is batting very well, but that cricketer has not been spotted by the selectors or any coaches or any talent seekers. And that person just keeps performing well, but at some little unknown sports, unknown club or somewhere like that. And then somebody discovers, oh, such a talented batsman, and to discover the talent, coaches the talent, and then that person becomes a eventual national player. So what happens over here is that often people are told when they are endeavoring, when young people are trying to endeavor to make a big career, they are told, the world doesn't know who you are. And if you just persevere, then gradually your talents will come to the fore. And even psychologists say that what to speak of the world not knowing who we are, even we may ourselves have talents which we may not be aware of. So now this, that we don't know who we are, the world doesn't know who we are, that the Bhagavad Gita says is actually true at another level. It is true at the level of our core identity. Now, if we have some talents which we don't know about, coming to know about them is worthwhile. That's important. But if we don't know who we ourselves are, how much more important is it to know it? Now, we all want happiness. The Bhagavad Gita tells us that we are Atma, and the Atma is by nature happy. The Atma is Sat Chit Ananda. It is by nature happy, joyful. Ananda is a characteristic of the soul. So similarly, we all fear death. None of us wants to die. So we are by nature Sat. We exist, and we exist eternally. So when we actually come to know who we are with the philosophical understanding of the Bhagavad Gita, with the Jnana Chakshu, then we understand this is an amazing realization. Ascharyavat Pashyati Kashchidenam. Ascharyavat Chainam Anya Shrunoti. So Ascharyavat Vadita Thaiva Chanya, Ascharyavat Chainam Anya Shrunoti, Shutvapyenam Vedana Chaiva Kashchit. Krishna says that actually, when people hear about the Atma, when they realize it, Ascharyavat Pashyati Kashchidenam, when they become spiritually advanced, there is a knowledge which we get of philosophy from the Bhagavad Gita, and there is a process of yoga that we can practice. When we do this, then we see the soul and we understand this is amazing. It's Ascharyavad, it's astonishing. This is what some people Pashyati, they understand it. Ascharyavad Vadati Tathaiva Chanya. So the first level is people already realize. Second level is people who are speaking about it and they are on the process of realizing it. But as they speak about it, when they think about it, oh, actually, I am not this fragile body. I am the indestructible soul. It's just amazing, encouraging, empowering reality to meditate on. Ascharyava chainam anya shrunoti. And some people, they're going through life bungling, maybe trying this, trying that, not knowing what will work for their life. And when they come to know, oh, I'm the soul, that's astonishing for them. Oh, really? They hear it and it's a revelation for them. And then the last category, Shutvapyenam Vedana Chaiva Kashyat. Some people, they hear about it, but you just can't make sense out of it. What do you mean? I'm the body. Where is the soul? I can't figure out anything of the soul. So such people are unfortunate. What happens is sometimes some people, they have a talent. Maybe they have some talent at music and they spend their whole life and just a few years before their death in old age, they just play some music somewhere, they find, oh, such a big talent, and they never tap it. It becomes like a wasted talent. But for people who are not spiritual, who do not discover their spiritual side, it is not just a wasted talent, it's a wasted life. Aghayurindriyaramo mogham partha sajivati. Such people, mogham, their life goes in vain because they do not tap their potential. They had the potential to find everlasting happiness, to attain eternal existence, and it was all wasted because they did not discover it, they did not develop it. So such a tragedy that is, and that tragedy can be averted if we understand the philosophy of the Bhagavad Gita. By that we understand who we are, And we also understand who we can be. Who we can be means that when we understand our spiritual essence, when we connect with Krishna who is all pure, then we become purified. Whatever talents we have and we try to use them to make contributions in this world, often we are dragged down by our lower desires, by our lower side. But when we connect with the highest reality, then our lower side cannot drag us down. In fact, our lower side itself gets pushed down and pushed out. And thus, we can bring out the best within. So, what we can be in this world in terms of making contributions, that also we don't know. And that we can discover the talent and develop and tap and realize the potential if we are internally pure and focused. And that purity and focus comes from our developing our spiritual side, from our devotion to Krishna. That's bhakti. This Gita wisdom helps us to know what we are and helps us to become what we can become. Thank you. Hare Krishna.